This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The Canadian government designated the Proud Boys group as a terrorist entity on Wednesday, noting they played a pivotal role in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The Proud Boys have faced increased scrutiny after seizing on the former Trump administration's policies and were a major agitator during earlier protests and the Capitol riot. The terrorist designation means the group may have assets seized and face harsher terrorism-related criminal penalties. The Canadian government called the Proud Boys a neo-fascist organization with semi-autonomous chapters located in the United States, Canada, and internationally. It said the group engages in political violence and that members espouse misogynistic, Islamophobic, anti-Semitic, anti-immigrant, and white supremacist ideologies. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is condemning Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's open embrace of conspiratorial theories and racist views, but is criticizing a drive by Democrats to remove her from her committees. McCarthy says that Greene recognizes she must now hold herself to a higher standard than when she was a private citizen.
Marjorie's comments, which I disavow, anything she said, I think they're wrong. This was before she was ever elected.
His comments on Wednesday signal that he will not yield to a bipartisan outcry to punish Greene. Democrats plan a House vote on Thursday to remove her from her committee assignments. The minority leader also tried to push blame onto Democrats, criticizing them for doing nothing about their own lawmakers. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. government officials continue to urge Americans to wear masks in public. But how many is enough? AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he gets asked a lot.
Should you be wearing two masks or one mask?
It's up to you.
I often myself wear two masks.
Fauci notes there's no official recommendation on what's better since there's no data yet to prove it. CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the agency's actively looking.
More data will be forthcoming from the CDC with regard to the value of double masking.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday that the United Nations would work to mobilize key international actors to pressure Myanmar to make sure that the country's military coup fails. In an online discussion with the Washington Post, the UN chief said that it is absolutely unacceptable to reverse the result of elections that he said he believes took place normally. In Washington, State Department spokesman Ned Price said the United States is disturbed by reports of charges against Suu Kyi.
We call on the military to immediately release them all and all detained civilian and political leaders, journalists, and detained human rights activists, and to restore the democratically elected government to power.
The military announced Monday that it would take power for 1 year, accusing Suu Kyi's government of not investigating allegations of voter fraud in recent elections, which her party overwhelmingly won. Former European Central Bank chief Mario Draghi agreed Wednesday to try to form a new government to see Italy through the devastating coronavirus pandemic after the previous coalition collapsed. Draghi urged Italy's splintered and squabbling political parties to get behind him at this difficult moment. Italy has been without a fully functioning government for weeks after Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte's outgoing coalition collapsed in a dispute over the handling of the coronavirus pandemic. A film about a film writer and a TV show about British royalty lead the nominations for the Golden Globe Awards. AP's Margie Zaralletta has more.
Watch those stairs. They're treacherous.
Every moment of my life is treacherous.
The Netflix movie Mank leads the film nominees for the Golden Globes with six, including Best Drama Film. The Crown leads the TV categories, also with six. Other multiple nominees include The Trial of the Chicago 7, Ozark, and Nomadland. The Golden Globes will be delayed 2 months because of the pandemic, but they will still be the first major Hollywood award show. They will be staged February 28th, with Tina Fey hosting from New York and Amy Poehler in Los Angeles. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.